So we were doing the Sefer Masiyot, and the jailer agreed to let Bruria's sister, Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion's daughter, out. And Rabbi Meir gave him the 400 gold coins and told him, anytime you're in danger, all you have to do is say, Lokad Meir Aneini. And when the king heard that he let Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion's daughter out, so he orders the jailer hung. And so the king's officers come to take him, and he says, Elokad Rab Meir Aneini. And they move back. So they want to come again, and again he says it, and they go back. They tell the king, we don't know what happened, we can't touch him. What do we? So they come to him, and they say, what happened? So he tells them the whole story. So they say, okay, draw for us Rabbi Meir. What does he look like? And he draws. And I guess it was pretty good, because they made a wanted sign out of it. They put up a sign at the gates of the city that whoever sees a man looking like that, they have to grab him and bring him to the king. And one day, the guards see him. And he runs. And they're chasing after him. And he sees them behind him and a brothel next to him. What's he going to do? So he runs into the brothel. And they said, such a holy man, there's no way he would go in. So they left. And there's another version to this story that the Sefer Masiyot doesn't bring, that when he saw the guards coming after him, he walked into a non-kosher shop where they were serving pork, and he said, can I have some of that? So they said, sure. He says, thanks. He sticks in one finger, and he puts the other finger in his mouth, and he dips in another finger in the pork, and he puts the other finger in the mouth. So it looks like he's tasting from the pork. But really, he was putting the other finger in his mouth. And the guards look and they said, nah, then that's not Rabbi Meir if he's dipping his finger in the pork. And they left him alone. That's another version of the story. But at any rate, Rabbi Meir took his wife Bruria and her sister and he went out to Babylon. That's why he had to leave. There's the famous story of Rabbi Meir's exile. And here you see this pious daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion. She ensured that she doesn't sin, and so Hashem saved her from the hand of evil doing.